Did you know that during the month of July, you can receive 7 Arch books for children on the best love parables of Jesus for less than $10? Find out more about this 7-book series, The Best Loved Parables of Jesus, for children ages 5 through 9 at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Best Loved Parables of Jesus, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July.
Bring it up! All the way!
Dad, you can't keep spending money on junk.
I can break it down strip for parts. This stuff is what's gonna put you through college.
Something in here needs to make this family some money. Come on, you old wreck. Judgment Day. What the hell happened to you?
Look, this is not normal steel. I don't think it's a truck at all. I think we just found a transformer.
Dad!
I'm gonna ask you this once. Where is Optimus Prime?
You know, we got a rule about messing with people from Texas.
Is over.
Sounds interesting. Sounds like a sci-fi thriller. That's the trailer to the new movie Transformers Age of Extinction, following upon a huge moneymaker with the Transformer movies. Pastor Ted Giese joins us here for the last few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. to review the movie Transformers Age of Extinction. Pastor Giese is a regular guest. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. And he's taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
This is a CGI sci-fi feast for the eyes. There's no doubt about it. It is amazing to behold the spectacle of the Transformers, and now they have star power in Mark Wahlberg, if I'm not mistaken, taking up the mantle there. Is there a story here? Is there something other than just pure and sheer escapism and entertainment in Transformers Age of Extinction?
Well, you kind of get both, I think. There's definitely room enough for both of those things in the movie. It's 165 minutes long, so you get 2 hours and 45 minutes of Transformers. It's a soap opera. There's a lot of stuff going on. Some of the interesting stuff going on is happening with the human characters. So, like you said, Mark Wahlberg is now in the cast. He's kind of now the lead male in this franchise. We'll see if it carries on with him in there for the next one. But it should. He did a fantastic job. He brought a lot of really interesting stuff to the movie. One thing that was really interesting was the relationship that was written in about him. He plays the father to a girl named Tessa in the movie, and played by this Nicola Peltz. And that was kind of a really excellent thing to run across. It gets into this sort of trend that seems to be developing, where you have actual fathers in movies who aren't complete dirtbags or jerks. That actually, you know, they kind of portray fathers in a positive and noble, good light. So think of movies like Godzilla, even How to Train Your Dragon 2, and the first How to Train Your Dragon, World War Z recently as well, some of these movies we've talked about. So that's really interesting, and I really enjoyed that particular aspect of the film. I mean, he plays this fellow who's very noble character. I mean, he doesn't do everything right, though, but he does some things very, very well, Mark Wahlberg's character.
Okay, give us kind of a basic outline. We're talking here about the fourth in a very, very lucrative film franchise, and it follows upon, of course, the childhood nostalgia of many a young boy who had these things sitting on their, as toys, sitting on their shelves and watched cartoons in the afternoon after grade school. What is the basic story that we're telling in the Transformers movies in this latest one?
The very basic story is that aliens from outer space disguise themselves as mechanical things generally around the Earth. So you got like cars that look like nice muscle car or a Lamborghini or whatever, and then it suddenly transforms into the true nature of the thing, which is an alien robot. There's good ones and bad ones. They duke them out, and it's just this kind of big soap opera of what's going on. So in the last movie, the kind of big bad guy had his head ripped off, and then you find out, as one of the plot lines in it, in this, that he's kind of secretly working to bring himself back so he can rise up and fight another day. Meanwhile, you have the good guys, and they're all scattered and being chased down by a special black ops CIA group that is trying to salvage all of the remaining bits and pieces of these so that they can retrofit them into their own kind of army. So you've got industrialist tech giant guys involved, and it's just a meandering kind of big crazy story. The actual script is better than you'd think, but it does kind of really take a backseat to the action overall.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we will spend the remainder of this hour talking with Pastor Ted Giese about the movie Transformers Age of Extinction. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. In hour two of Issues Etc., we're going to spend that entire hour getting a legal perspective on the Supreme Court's ruling on the Health and Human Services contraception mandate, the Hobby Lobby case. Tad Armstrong, author of the book It's Okay to Say God, will be our guest.
And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Resurrection Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Parma, Ohio. St. Paul's Lutheran, Lockport, Illinois. Faith Lutheran, Columbus, Indiana. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Peace Lutheran, Sussex, Wisconsin. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Zion Lutheran, Moberly, Missouri, and Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Whether building a new home, remodeling an existing home, or tackling the weekend project, it is important to have the materials and advice needed to get the job done. RP Lumber offers estimates for professional building materials and services for drywall, decking, siding, shingles, cabinets, and kitchen and bath design to the general contractor and the individual homeowner. Delivery available with over 50 local community locations. For 37 years, RP Lumber.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, reviewing the movie Transformers Age of Extinction with Pastor Ted Giese. Ted, one of the big things that often happens in these movies that rely so heavily upon, well, I mean, we call it CGI. It's just special effects now. The technology is almost completely invisible. It is as though we are watching real things unfold, but we know, of course, that none of this can be real, that it is all the product of some really amazing movie-making prowess. Does it get in the way of the plot of this story?
Not in this particular case. I think that a lot of people are coming particularly to see that exact thing. So for them, it's not going to get in the way of the plot at all. If you've never seen a Transformers movie and you don't know anything about it and you're thinking, maybe I'll go see something this weekend, this movie might not be for you because you may have a hard time finding the plot in there. But otherwise, like people who've been along for this ride, they're kind of paying pretty close attention. I came out of the film and there were some guys standing and they were talking about like toys from like forever ago and how they made some changes to this and changes to that. I think they were probably able to follow the plot just fine in the midst of all the explosions and everything that was going on in the movie.
One of the things, and I will just issue a bit of a spoiler, but it comes so early in the movie you can hardly call it a spoiler, and that is where the Age of Extinction part of the title comes in. What element of the plot is that?
Well, how this works is, like I said, these are aliens from outer space. They're robots and, you know, robot aliens from outer space. And then at some point in the movie, all of a sudden you have alien robots from outer space riding dinosaur aliens robots. So, like, dinosaurs end up as part of it. You can imagine from Age of Extinction that might be part of it. What they do is they have this kind of deep time idea, and they are way back in the billions of years ago kind of a thing, and they're, you've got dinosaurs milling around on Earth, and then it isn't a giant asteroid that kills them, as a lot of scientists presupposed, but rather it's aliens from outer space that come, and they use this kind of bomb that takes organic material and turns it into this malleable metal that the alien robots are made out of. And that kind of becomes a key plot point along the way. So this is kind of in the sci-fi end of it. So you kind of get a little bit of this kind of creation versus science kind of stuff, because clearly back at that point you still have alien robots from outer space, and you have aliens from outer space that have come to do stuff. So you kind of almost get into this kind of Prometheus thing from the Ridley Scott movie that came out recently, the Aliens one. It's in that kind of ballpark. So you've got that kind of thing going on in the film, too.
So it doesn't, I mean, while it toys, is it safe to say it merely toys with the themes, creation, evolution, natural, supernatural, intelligent design, all of those things?
Yeah, it just kind of it's there. It's not like it's the impetus for making the story go. I don't think that Michael Bay is like really sitting there and like deeply pondering these philosophical and theological questions. But it's part of the movie. Like, really what you have is, years ago the Transformers, the Hasbro made Transformers that turned into dinosaurs because kids love dinosaurs. So now you have to figure out a way to put robots that turn into dinosaurs into your movie. So, you know, now it becomes kind of like, well, how do we do this? Well, this is kind of the thing that science fiction films have done before. Why don't we do that? People are kind of familiar with it. Let's go and use that.
Sometimes what these sci-fi movies will do is they'll take something that's basically requires the viewer to suspend disbelief. Cars and trucks and other heavy vehicles transforming into fighting robots. That's pretty hard to swallow, but if they can convince you visually, you can buy it for 165 minutes. Sometimes they try and pull the veil back. Star Wars did this with The Force when they tried to explain in one of the latter episodes the actual mechanism of the Force, and almost everybody kind of groaned when it happened. Has the same thing happened here with Transformers?
I don't know. This is not midichlorian territory, I don't think. I mean, like, people who are into this, I was talking to another fellow pastor about it who knows a lot more than I do about Transformers. His name's Rod Parker. And like, there's all sorts of stuff in the kind of like the history and comic books and cartoons that this is not completely uncharted territory for this. The whole idea of like aliens from outer space coming and doing stuff and building these things and that they have a creator and that kind of stuff. This is kind of just part of the big story. It's being introduced now here in the fourth film, but people who've been following this kind of know what's going on.
So does all of the technology, the Flash, the explosions, the let's top ourselves with the next visual effect here, does it overpower what you mentioned early in our conversation? And that is the father-daughter relationship that really, in any other movie, would probably stand at the center of the movie's plot, or at least as the golden thread through the movie's plot.
In a lot of ways, for me, that was the golden thread through the plot of the film. Like the rest of it, I expected to be there. That was the thing I didn't expect to be there. And like I said before, you know, Mark Wahlberg as this this character, Cade, he's sometimes very good at being a good role model for his daughter, and sometimes he's not very good. So like, he's very good at kind of instilling into her this idea of leading a sexually pure and decent life. But at the same time, he's kind of bad at the seventh commandment because he like steals things lots because of circumstances in the film. And he's also not so good at the fifth commandment because he's like, you know, really involved in the action at different times too. So it's kind of six and one half dozen the other kind of situation. But in the midst of all of it, you do have this father who really cares about his daughter and will do anything to protect her. And all the way along, she's kind of not 100% sure about all this because she's a teenage girl. And there's a real arc of a whole story going on in that. So that, I thought, was quite interesting. The question is that if people are going to decide to go see this, particularly because it's geared towards children, does that outweigh the excess of destruction and violence that is just permeated through the whole film? Like, that's the thing where, you know, it's got to be balanced out. Like, what do people want to see with their kids, let's say, on this, you know, July 4th weekend coming up?
Pastor Ted Giese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and he has taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Before you see Transformers Age of Extinction this weekend, check out Pastor Ted Giese's review. Just go to Listen on Demand at issuesetc.org. Ted, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. live this Thursday afternoon, July the 3rd. We're going to go over, from a legal perspective, the Supreme Court's ruling on the Health and Human Services contraception mandate, so-called Hobby Lobby case. Do we understand what was at stake? Has everything that was at stake legally with regard to religious liberty been dealt with sufficiently? Do we understand this not only in terms of the Constitution, but also in terms of the law, which is, well, the Health and Human Services contraception mandate is in fact a law. Do we have a clear legal understanding of this landmark Supreme Court case? We'll answer some of those questions and yours with Tad Armstrong in hour two of Issues Etc. Leave those questions at our Facebook fan page in advance of the next hour, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Have you wondered what classical Lutheran education is all about? Are you a Lutheran homeschooler, pastor, or teacher? Would you like to be equipped to teach more effectively? Join the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education July 15th through the 17th at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Find the conference schedule recently posted at ccle.org. Discover the education that is our Lutheran heritage, ccle.org.